This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I've been in therapy for the last 4 years, and it is psychotherapy. I'm not a psychopath. It's just psychotherapy. The point of my entire platform, 655,000 people on TikTok and growing on Instagram everywhere else, is to bring awareness to mental health disorders and to validate the victims and survivors of said abuse that comes with some of these disorders. Today's episode is going to be a touchy one, y'all. It's going to be about narcissists and kids and things like that. Because this is going to be like the topic right here, though, y'all. Your children deserve to grow up better than you did. Point blank, period. End of story. Narcissist or not, empath or not, codependent or not, BPD, ASPD, whatever you have, your kids deserve to grow up better than you did. Because a lot of times when I'm doing my one-on-ones, I'm talking to some of the survivors, I'm talking to other narcissists and people who think they are narcissists and things like that. One of the overwhelming things I see involved in these situations are children. Especially like when you have kids watching this abuse consistently, constantly. From narcissists, like the narcissistic abuse is happening to a parent in front of them. The narcissist is their parent and things like that. Kids model what they see. So imagine if mommy and daddy are arguing every night. Daddy comes home. Daddy screams at mommy in front of the kid. Daddy hits mommy in front of the kid. Daddy is gaslighting mommy in front of the kid. Your kid starts to think that's love. Daddy or mommy starts yelling at the kid. Daddy or mommy starts abusing the kid, stifling the kid's dreams, stifling the kid's hopes and things like that. Nothing the kid ever does is good enough. Guess what you just created? Another damn narcissist. Another emotionally stunted child who can't express themselves and whatnot. And a lot of times this happens because the survivor, male or female, is consistently welcoming the abuser back into the life. In and out of this kid's life. In and out of the kid's life. I saw a video yesterday on TikTok where a woman was describing a situation that her son was going through with not even the stepdad. It wasn't even the stepdad, it was her boyfriend. And she was asking, like, she interviewed him, did a video with him and everything. He's like 10 years old. She said, how do you feel that he's gone? He said, the little boy said, 10 years old, y'all, said, I feel like I can finally be myself. She said, if you can go, the mom asked her son, she's like, if you can go back and change anything, what would you change? He's like, if I could change you ever being with him, I would change that first. But if I can't change that, I would try to make him a better person. I said, Dear Lord. And that woman said she kept going back and forth to this dude. And like the kid getting stifled, not even his stepkid. I don't think just her son was getting stifled because she kept going back to she kept letting this abusive person back into her life. He was actively seeing his mom get mistreated in front of him. He was actively seeing his mom take this emotional and sometimes physical abuse. And what do you think is going to happen to that kid? What do you think is happening to that little boy? He was already said he was stifled. Mama got strong enough and finally got rid of the dude and didn't let him back. Thank God. And that's why I keep seeing people talk about the trauma bond. And the trauma bond, y'all, literally, the trauma bond is really, I'm obsessed with it now because it's getting on my nerves. And I know y'all might get mad at me, but the trauma bond is getting on my nerves because people, you trauma bond it and your kids are watching you trauma bond it and breaking down and it's affecting your parenting. Like if you're a man getting abused by a narcissistic woman, it's affecting your parenting. You're a woman getting abused by a narcissistic man, it's affecting your parenting. It's affecting your ability to love and care about your children. It's affecting your ability to parent correctly. You don't want to help with your homework because you're down. You don't help. You'll help with your kids' homework because you're down and out of it. Because you're sad because your boyfriend cheated on you. You don't want to help. You don't want to take your kids to the sporting event because you're down and out of it because your wife then cheated on you. Multiple times, you keep taking it back, thinking that they're going to change, thinking they're going to change up and be better. I just hope they be better. Your kids are watching this, y'all. Come on, You don't want your kids to turn into me. You don't want them to be like me. I don't want my kids to be like me. That's why I'm in therapy right now. And I know y'all hear my voice changing. I know you see my inflection change right now because I'm mad. I get mad, y'all. I get extremely furious at this, y'all. I swear I do. Because we have to be stronger. Not just you, it's me too. We have to be stronger people. The trauma bond exists. Break it. If you know the trauma bond exists, you have to break it for your kids. It's not about you. Your kids deserve to grow better than you did. Your kids deserve to have a shot at having a normal life. Not being emotionally stunted because we're not strong enough to break the trauma bond. Because we spent 10, 12 years allowing somebody in and out of our lives that's going to abuse us in front of our kids. We have got to put a stop to this right now. Find the strength. Because you have it. You have it. You just got to remain strong. I keep seeing people going back into these abusive relationships with 9 and 10-year-old sons and daughters. Right in an emotionally developmental stages. Early teens, preteens. Watching their parents go through this. Watching them struggle for love and care. I guarantee your kids will rather you be single by yourself and happy than emotionally and mentally damaged through somebody else. Physically sick. Because you know narcissists. You with a narcissist long enough, they don't just start affecting mental health. They start affecting your physical health. You start getting hives and sick and gaining weight and out of control. Now you used to be able to play sports with your kids. Now you're gaining 60 pounds because the cortisol levels are built up from the stress in you. Because we don't have enough strength to let go and find and be okay being alone for a little while. I know you don't want to feel like you wasted time with somebody else. So imagine wasting time with your kids that you'll never get back. And these kids these days, these kids are cutting their damn parents off at a faster rate than I've ever seen in my life. I talk to so many people who think everything about narcissists is about boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. Nope, it's about fathers, sons, daughter, moms, that stuff and stuff like that. People are cutting their parents off at an amazing rate.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And y'all deserve to get cut off because you become toxic after a while. You become super toxic. I've seen people the only time people leave their relationships is because they say, "Mom, look, if you go back to this man, I'm not going to ever speak to you again." And that's the only reason the mom will leave. "Dad, if you go back to this woman, I'm never speaking to you again." And that's the only time the dad will leave that person alone. And sometimes that's not enough. Imagine giving up on your kids and walking into your kid's life for a significant other. A toxic-ass significant other. Imagine giving up on your kid's life and then you blame the kid. Now you're like, my kid abandoned me. I would abandon you too. Because you become so toxic and low energy, like they don't want to be around you no more. That's why I say it's time to power up and take your life back, take your strength back, take your livelihood back because you deserve it. Your kids deserve to grow up better than you did. Your kids deserve to grow up better and turn out better than me. I used to be jealous of my kids. I used to be super jealous of my kids. My kids got attention. My kids have a good soul, good hearts and stuff like that. I've been emotionally damaged since I was 7 years old. And I know you're going to ask, like, what happened to you at 7 years old? It's going to be in my book. I haven't talked about it. It's going to be in my book. Chapter 1, Origins. I wasn't born. This is the start of my book. I wasn't born this way. I was created. Boom. That's the start right there. Gotcha. That's the start of the book right there. Chapter 1. And that's how it's going to start right there. And you're going to learn how to create a narcissist. You're going to learn how to create a narcissist right through that. You're going to be like, "Oh my God, I got to go." If your kids don't motivate you, then nothing will. I promise you. If your kids, your little bouncing baby, 4 or 5 year old, getting screamed at by a man you just met on Tinder, don't motivate you enough, then it's time to give them kids up. Because the kids deserve a chance at a healthy, happy home. Even if that just has one parent in it. Even if it's because two toxic parents, you become toxic too. If you stay with a narcissist long enough, you start picking up those narcissistic traits. You start experiencing this reactive abuse in front of your kids and stuff like that. You become toxic too. You look toxic in front of your daughter or your son. You're yelling and screaming too. The kids don't see the dad poking you. They see you screaming. The kids don't see the mama poking you. They see you yelling and screaming and punching holes in the wall. They don't see that. People rarely see the first person. People rarely see the cause. They see the reaction. People don't see that. Like, it's like a volcano. People don't see the stuff building up below the surface. People don't see that. You see the explosion. You see the lava and stuff coming out the top. You don't see the stuff that's going on beneath the surface. You see the stuff coming out. You don't know what caused that volcano to explode. You just like, oh, it's time for it to explode. You don't see the stuff that's going on underneath the surface with the magma and the tectonic plates that are opening and crashing together. You don't see that. You see the explosion. You don't see the earth poking the volcano to explode. That's what happens. It's reactive abuse. Volcanoes exploding are reactive abuse. I know this episode, I get into these rant episodes, y'all, and y'all might get your nerves. And you might say, Lee, you're victim blaming. You don't understand emotions. You don't understand the trauma bond. I want to say F the trauma bond so bad. If it was on YouTube, I would say F it. But get your power back, y'all. I'm all about taking your power back. And that's what I'm doing with this disorder. I'm taking my power back from this. I have narcissistic personality disorder, but that's not who I am. I have it, but that's not who I am. Point blank, period. End of story. It won't define my life. It defined my life for the first 31 years. It won't define the next 31. It defined it in a better way. You know what I mean? It defined it, you know, conquer it. Raising his kids to be have healthy lives and be smiling. Smiling kids that are able to express themselves and not be stifled because we can't say no to we can't set a boundary on our significant others. Because like, so our kids get damaged. We got to power up, y'all, and take these kids. I'm telling you right now, if you don't have the strength to cut this person off, your kids will see this toxic upbringing because narcissism is prevalent, so prevalent nowadays. This is gonna be getting taught in school here soon. They're like, oh my goodness, my dad's a narcissist and my mom is an enabler. I'm cutting them both off. You'll never hear from your kids again. They'll have grandkids you'll never see. Guess what? Because you trauma bonded. The trauma bond kept you from seeing your grandkids grow up. The trauma bond kept you from going to your daughter's wedding or your son's wedding. The trauma bond kept you from so many events. The trauma bond has got to go, y'all. We've got to crush the trauma bond. You got to stay strong and be powerful because kids, you are setting an example for your kids one way or another. You are setting an example by staying and not having any boundaries and becoming a doormat, or you're setting an example by powering up, taking your strength back and leaving because the kids see what's going on. The kids see that you are unhappy. And this is man or woman. This is man or woman. This is male or female. This is not one sex at all. I'm not a male feminist. I know people think like, hey, Lee, you're a male feminist. You just talk about men narcissists. Nope. I'm a man narcissist. And I've treated my kids terribly. I've treated all of them, except the baby girl. She got the best version of me. And I know sometimes it hurts my feelings because my older son has got the worst version of me. And he's been there since the beginning, watching me be a young 22-year-old narcissist from 22, 23 to 31. He got that version of me. He deserves the best version of me, so I'm being the best version of myself. Excuse me, I'm sneezing. I'm sneezing on the trauma bond right there. I ain't gonna blow my nose either. I'm just sneezing on the trauma bond. Sniff back in. Anyway, y'all, sorry about this rant. I've been talking to too many people that have kids around this trauma bond situation and watching y'all just get mentally and verbally abused and physically abused sometimes. The kids are watching this, and the kids are growing up, and the kids are becoming this too. The kids are modeling this. The kids are modeling you. So if you saw your kid in this exact same situation, you would tell your kid to leave. Why don't you leave? Why don't you take your power back? Baby, take your power back. Don't let that person treat you like that. Why don't you take your own advice? Why are you too good for your own advice? Why? 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 Why are you too good for your own advice? Rant over, y'all. Anyway, y'all, hit that like and subscribe button. I truly appreciate all of y'all. Take your power back. The trauma bond is we kicking the trauma bond's ass this year. 2021, the year the trauma bond ends. Power up. Take your power back. Like and subscribe. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you're on Apple Music or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, give me 5 stars. I'm thankful for every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out again. Peace.